He's just a guy, he loves to ramble randomly across the wire, it's Gareth.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Gareth's Random Ramblings. My name is Gareth, and that's right, you are seeing this true. There is a new episode, and I'm talking about it now, and just to prove it, it's Wednesday the 18th of January. There we go. So, why have we been away for a while? Well, a lot of shit has happened privately, and Bex and I found it really hard to, be all like, hey, let's talk about this, when, you know, you don't feel that way. So we kind of had a break and kind of had a pause, and now with my job and Bex's job and us having off days and all that kind of stuff, when we do get a weekend together, we kind of want to spend it with each other. I know, sounds really weird to say, you know, but you have to have a relationship with someone. So we kind of do that, and by the time we realize, hey, we should do a podcast, our weekend's over, or the time is not there right, and we just don't get around to doing it. That's pretty much the long and short of it. We got too busy with other things. Other things have happened, and by the time we get around to do it, we just don't, because we're lazy. So thought I'd give a quick little update. Bex is at work at the moment. I have the house to myself, so I thought, fuck it, why not? It's been interesting times. I finally got my PS5 about 4 months ago. That's a long time to realize that I haven't done a podcast in that while. So that was fun. Long story behind that one was I was meant to get it in, I think, 2020. Was when it was meant to be here, and then it didn't show up, and then it was delayed and delayed and delayed because we used a service that were like, yeah, we'll get it for you, and then they just didn't get it for us, so we had to cancel that, and we had to fight them for that and all that kind of stuff, and finally get the money back, and I've got one, so yay me. It's now black. I took all the white off the front of it and put a nice little black cover on, so it hides in my media cabinet really well, and it looks really good. The only thing that's funny is that sitting right next to it is the bright white Xbox, and it's like, wow, I wish I could change the color of that one too to black, but it's not as easy as a PS5. Not as easy. So that was one highlight. Christmas has been and gone. Luckily, we don't have to hear Christmas songs for another fucking 11 months. Thank Christ on that one. Working in retail and working in radio is two totally different things when it comes to Christmas songs. So in retail, it's basically, you know, hey, look, here's January 6th, let's play Christmas songs, or, you know, and it's just that constantly. Even though we did find some very different ones. We found like a punk pop Christmas one, which played a few times, and that was cool. If I have to hear fucking Little Drummer Boy one more time, I think someone will be murdered. That's the one. So we did that. What else was it? It was Christmas. Yes, so I got a new computer as well for Christmas. Went to record this podcast on the new computer, and it's super echoey. So I need to work out how to fix that. So at the moment, I'm just going to be using my laptop again as per normal, and then I can get that all sorted. But other than that, yeah, we had a fairly good Christmas. Oh, I got a new phone, you know, real exciting things. I'm really selling it, aren't I? It's like, yeah, we're having so much fun. I got a new computer, got a new phone. Yep. it's fun. It's fun. Let's put it that way. And then the other day, went camping with a mate of mine for his birthday. And that was fun because we went camping to a place where there's no reception. We had beverages, we sat down, and, you know, we fell asleep. And when we woke up in the morning, it was like almost torrential rain. Like, we could see it coming. We were on a beach, nice Australian beach where, you know, it's like 50 Ks that way, 50 Ks that way. And we could see the rain coming. So we all went, yeah, let's pack up now, shall we? So we packed up, and as we were leaving, It was interesting. About 40 meters behind us was the rain. So we were driving at speed, like, you know, the legal speed that we could, because it was a public road, supposedly, even though it's a beach, but I don't know rules. and we, yeah, it was right behind us. So that was fun seeing that in the rearview mirror, just seeing this rain coming at you like a really bad Hollywood movie. So we did that, and yeah, we decided to finish our camping trip by hiring a hotel room. So we just basically, all four of us in a hotel room, we brought the mini fridge up from downstairs in the car that we had, and basically just sat there and drank some Coca-Cola, because drinking Coca-Cola is the best thing. Actually, no, it was Pepsi Max, but there was other things added to it too, as you can probably get from the sarcasm. So yeah, so that was fine. And then as I left his house, as always, it always seems to happen when I'm leaving Brad's house, it rained like quite hard, and I didn't have my wet weather gear. So I, yeah, got drenched a little bit, and then the sun came out, all was glorious, and as I went around a corner, some lovely person, who I have no idea who it was, and if I ever meet them, I'll punch them, decided that the road was a good place to spill petrol, or oil, or something that was slippery. You can kind of see where this is going, can't you? So I went around on my motorbike and hit the oil, skidded out, saved it, brought it back. I was happy with myself. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm awesome at this shit. Yeah, bring it on. Nothing's going to stop me. And as I was putting my accelerator down, you know, as you do, just gently because it's fucking oil, my bike had other plans and whipped out fully. And so I ended up on the ground. What made it funnier for me anyway, at the time, shit scared at the time, now I think about it, it was quite funny, there was a car that was behind me, and she swerved to get out of the way, and as I'm lying on the ground, because I went bang, like helmet cracked and shit like that on the ground, well it didn't crack actually, there was massive scratches in it, but as you know, if you have a helmet and it has an accident, you know, you can't wear it anymore, so it's a done now, the helmet's finished. She thought she'd hit me, wiped me out, and then as I hit the ground, because the bike went one way, I went the other way, she was slamming on her brakes and thought she'd hit me in the head as well. Funny? No, it just was about 30 centimeters away from my head. So I'm lying on the ground thinking, oh, this is not where I want to be right now, as a car went, and just missed my head. So that was fun. Got up, the only thing that was bruised was my ego. That was the only injury that I had. I'm totally fine, bike's fine, everything's all good, it's fine, everything's all groovy. And so they got out of the car, helped me put the bike on the side of the road. The guy's like, hey, you know, just sit, chill for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, thank you for your help, it's all good, groovy, groovy, groovy. Guy comes across and says, yeah, I've been riding my motorbike for about 30 years, I saw what happened, and all I've got to say is, damn, man, supposedly I went around the corner on the wipeout part, it hit the, you know, the little islands that they have the traffic lights on in the middle of the road, yeah, that kind of thing, hit that, and it went flying up, and what the guy said is, somehow I managed to pull it closer to me, so that it didn't go, like, flying into the cars on the other side of the road, like, I just pulled it. So it landed on me, and then I went flying one way, like, it hit the ground, and I went flying, and he just was like, it looked awesome, but it was one of those ones that, like, you know, people would have seen it and gone, holy fuck, is he okay? But I knew you were fine, you had your gears on and everything else like that, so I'm just, like, cruising over. I'm like, thank you for my, saying that my stunt work is fine, I think, is that what you're trying to do? I don't know. And so another person came over to see if I was okay. Another person came over to see if I was okay. And then my phone rung, which I thought was interesting. Forgetting the fact that I had my phone in my bag. And picked the phone up, as you do. And threw my helmet, because it was all Bluetooth, because I'm a safe driver, believe it or not, after the story. It was fucking Apple with their... you know, we've just received that you might have been in an incident or an accident. I'm just wondering if emergency services are needed. I'm like, no, totally fine. Everything's all good. Just, you know, had a patch of oil or something like that wiped out. Only thing bruised is my ego. It's all good. It's all fine. So the guy's like, yep, cool, sweet. Okay, wonderful. No worries. Have a good day. Hang on the phone up. And I forgot about that. I forgot that, you know, the new Apple stuff have... emergency services called if you're in an accident, which is a really cool feature, but I just forgot about it. I also forgot the fact as well that in my phone, my mother-in-law and my wife are my emergency contacts. So when shit like that happens, they get sent a text message to say, hey, there has been an accident. Gareth's been involved in an accident. It happened about here. Do with that what you will. Pretty much what the text message says. So my mother-in-law lovingly decided to send me a text to see if I was okay. Bearing in mind I'm on a bike, so if she had to send something, I wouldn't be able to answer it anyway. But Bex was at work, and supposedly she'd said like 2 minutes before she got that text message, oh, I hope Gareth's okay. I don't really like him riding in this weather, but you know, I hope he ends up okay. Then a fucking wipe out. I'm blaming Bex on this shit. Fucking hell. Don't put that out there. Keep it happy, keep it positive. Don't tell people that you think I'm going to wipe out. Bloody hell. How dare you have feelings for my safety? Bloody hell. So that's pretty much what happened. I spent the last, 11 minutes that we've been talking for. First 5 minutes is basically just me there, and the last 6 minutes has been me talking about wiping out on my bike. Fantastic. So anyway, so that's pretty much what's happened at the moment. Bex and I have got an idea of doing like a whole pile of like the top five lists that we used to do. That way we can like just record a few of them, have them sitting there waiting, and I won't do what I did last time and like release them like every day kind of thing. I'll, you know, came back a little bit. But watch the space. There should be some fun stuff happening. We are going to be looking at doing other things, like Bex might do a couple of solo shows by herself. I might do a couple of solo shows by myself, including this one. That's pretty much it. It's kind of funny that you can barrel down what the last 6 months that I haven't talked to you into 12 minutes, but that's pretty much what it is. That's really it. But anyway, thanks for listening. I'd love to say, hey, check out our website, but we're working on that again. Until next time, or should that be until next time, Gadget, next time, we'll see you. Hit up our Twitters. Was it GRRpod is mine, or Enozoria _ GRRpod. Type in GRRpod, it comes up anyway. And Bex is Bex131. Tell her how much you loved the show without her. Tell her how much you missed her on the show without her. I don't know. Give her some kind of message. I think it'll be quite funny. And if you're listening this far, you now understand why the show is called Gareth's Random Ramblings. Thanks very much. Have a good one. Love to you all. Love to yourselves. Love to your family. And we'll go from there. See ya.
He's just a guy. He loves to ramble randomly across the wire. It's Gareth.